Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have Paul Cash, the founder and CEO of the multi-award-winning marketing agency Rooster Punk, the go-to name in B2B storytelling in the United Kingdom. Together with co-author James Trezona, they wrote their new book, Humanizing B2B, The New Truth in Marketing That Will Transform Your Brand and Your Sales. And I like the sounds of that. And Mr. Cash, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Eric, great to be live from sunny London for a change.
Yeah, I'm sure you're enjoying that, and good to have you from London here today. So in B2B, Paul, we suffer from a delusion, and it's this, that buyers always act in a rational, logical, and economic way. They don't, and they never have. So what's more, in recent years, the tectonic plates of B2B have shifted, and its customers have evolved. They don't just want to buy from you anymore. They want to buy into you. Can you explain this perspective as we kick things off here today?
Yeah, so I guess the frustration that I had as an agency guy, as a planner and strategist, was that B2B for the past 30 years has been locked into this world where, as you just stated, we've somehow agreed amongst ourselves this kind of groupthink that business people come into their offices and turn off their personalities. And therefore, we need to market to them in a logical, economical, and rational way. And somewhere in the past 30 years, that became the accepted wisdom. And I've no idea why or how that is true. Because when we analyze it, we know that it's just a load of rubbish and that we buy on emotion, like we always have, and we justify with fact. And so what we're trying to do with this book is just accelerate this movement away from, you know, this product-centric speeds and feeds functionality mentality that has plagued B2B, and open up the conversation to talking about the role of brand and emotion and storytelling and all these things that help us engage with B2B audiences first and foremost. And that's what the book's all about. And we kind of use this mnemonic, you know, humanizing B2B as the kind of the badge and label to talk about it.
I certainly do appreciate your feedback, most helpful, and looking forward to hearing more from you today per your expertise. Now, marketing leaders have to adapt and evolve, obviously, to inspire others and innovate continuously. That never can stop. They do require strategies that have an exponential rather than an incremental effect on brand and sales, and to implement them, they need the new super skills that this book teaches. Get into that a little more, if you would.
Yeah, so I think, you know, anybody who is, you know, familiar with the world of B2B marketing, whether that's working for a VC-funded fast-growth scale-up or a large blue-chip organization, marketing for the past 10, 15 years has become the engine of the business. And as an engine, there are a number of levers that need to be pulled and calibrated every quarter to try and spit out a better result. And those levers are SEO and search and email marketing and social media and all the kind of tools that are beloved of B2B marketeers. And that incremental gain happens when you can calibrate those levers. But I've yet to meet a CEO or an ambitious founder who wants that small incremental quarterly gain. Most businesses want to do something transformational. And with that in mind, unlocking what I call these master levers around brand, around emotion, around storytelling, around purpose can absolutely amplify all those performance levers so you get a better result at the end of it. And that's really what we're trying to talk about in the book.
And taking that further and speaking of the book, this book brings the different aspects of humanized B2B marketing into one place so that B2B businesses can grow, dominate their categories, and become meaningful in today's demanding world. Take that further, if you would.
Yeah, so the book has five key principles. So we're kind of mindful that when we talk about emotion in B2B, it's not the obvious bedfellow that lots of C-suite executives feel comfortable with, you know. And so when we talk about it, there's five key points. One is that you have to understand that B2B isn't about people. It isn't about products anymore. It's about people. Always has been. Let's turn the focus to audiences. It's about trying to not just have a purpose statement that sits on a boardroom wall, but talk about purpose as actions. So what's a company doing with its employees to live out that company purpose in an authentic way? It's about making emotion your friend, putting it at the core of your marketing. There's a lot of data and stats out there that show the businesses that lead emotionally get significantly better results with their marketing campaigns than companies that just lead with kind of the speeds and feeds. Something that I really like to talk about in the book is this notion of likability in B2B. You know, we all know that we buy from people that we like, but in the absence of people, because let's face it, most people do their research online these days, and you know, they're 70% down the sales cycle before they have some kind of sales intervention. Your brand, your content, your website has to do that heavy lifting. It has to create that likability, which is why, you know, personality and writing tone and all those other things are vital. And then the final point is that storytelling really is your vehicle to be able to move the market in your favor. And, you know, we are wired to hear, listen, and buy into stories. And those are the kind of the five principles that we're really trying to get and drill home.
Great detail, great information, and great insight so far. Really do appreciate your time. We're speaking with Paul Cash, the founder and CEO of the multi-award-winning marketing agency Rooster Punk, the go-to name in B2B storytelling in the United Kingdom. Together with co-author James Trezono, they wrote their new book, Humanizing B2B, The New Truth in Marketing That Will Transform Your Brand and Your Sales. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, storytelling isn't just another fad or even another lever in your marketing machine. In fact, it's the oil in the machine that makes everything work better. Why is storytelling so important?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. So we all understand, you know, the 50,000 year evolution of humankind and the role of storytelling in society. But in business, it is quite a new idea. Obviously, big advertising agencies in consumer land have been telling stories. That 30-second TV spot, that storytelling frame has been an art form for you know, 100-plus years. But in business to business, we've not tended to use video as a medium until recent times. We've never had the need to be able to advertise on TV or try and condense our message into a 30-second TV spot. And that's obviously changed in recent times because of the way that we're now using different types of media to get our messages across. And so now we have the mechanics to maybe tell stories in formats where we never had them. And in business, it's obviously, I wouldn't say it's a fad, it's having a moment for sure. And when you speak to most business leaders, you know, being able to tell stories that work for a change transformation project, work from a marketing project, help you, you know, articulate some kind of argument to your team, it's a vital tool set and skill that you need to develop. And when we talk about it in the context of business, at a brand level, we talk about the notion of an organizing story. So what is that central galvanizing, organizing story that a company needs to put at the heart of his business that everybody can rally around? It makes it clear to any potential buyer and an employee what you do, how you do it, why you're different, and why the world should sit up and take notice of what you've got to say. And we tried to put that into some story frameworks. You know, we talk about this little simple model that we have, which is, first of all, you need to make it clear who you're talking to, you know, so signpost who the message is for. You need to create some context, what's happening in the world right now that's going to be relevant to that audience. There always has to be some conflict. We can't just always go with a positive message. Conflict is where the heart of a good story is. It's the frustration that your buyer is having. And then we kind of move them towards some kind of resolution about why you're good. And the reason I say it that way round is that most businesses today who don't lead with a story go straight into, hey, we've got this amazing product or service. It solves all these business problems. Please buy from us. And there's no ability to engage and warm people up. And so we're just kind of flipping the way that the message gets told.
Also, branding is a leadership challenge, not a marketing one. We need to work really hard to onboard the C-suite so they understand the commercial value of brand building in B2B. Explain that from that angle as well on branding.
Yeah, so I think any seasoned C-suite leader who is probably in their 50s and beyond has been on the receiving end at some point of some really bad failed brand projects. So brand has a tarnished reputation, a legacy within B2B environments. And that legacy is, you know, linked to the colouring in squad. It's linked to, you know, brand is just logos, etc. But I think we've all realised now the brand is far more than that, but it's an incredibly political word to use. And I find now when I go into the C-suite and I talk about the word story, the C-suite are far more receptive. They understand the value of a good story. But story really is like a Trojan horse to talk about brand, because the mechanics of good storytelling leverage into that kind of that whole brand realm. And we're seeing a massive shift. COVID has accelerated the need for companies to understand how to position, reposition, deposition their competition, and look at brand now as a real powerful tool in driving growth and strengthening relationships with employees and all those kind of things. So brand is definitely in fashion right now, probably in a serious way for the first time ever. And in B2B, we are having this golden moment. So it's an exciting place to be, but it's tough. You know, it's not easy to be able to conceive and put together a strong brand message in a marketplace where performance marketing is really the thing that drives the market.
Tremendous information and insight. Mr. Cash, thank you so much for making the effort with James Trezona to write the book, Humanizing B2B. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
No, I'd just like to say that, you know, anybody who's listening in, you know, I mentioned earlier, we are in a golden moment. I understand right now that there is a delicate moment that we're having as a global economy. You know, there's war in Europe, there's rising costs of living, there's inflationary pressure, and this is probably going to change the dynamic of how businesses buy in the short term. They're going to be far more focused on like the efficiency message rather than maybe the effectiveness message, and therefore there's probably going to be some pressure to get back to performance marketing and lose all this kind of equity we've built up in brand. And I would just say, stick it out. Brand is really important. Brand is your future cash flow. Yeah, don't just lose it all because the markets maybe aren't moving in the right direction at the moment.
Mr. Cash, really do appreciate those concluding remarks. And if listeners wanted to pick up the book and or get more information on yourself, the book, and or Rooster Punk, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, Eric, we've got a number of things. So roosterpunk.com is the agency website. You can find me, Paul Cash, on LinkedIn. Happy to have any connections. There is a website called Humanizing with a Z, b2b.com, which is kind of more information about the book. And then Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all good online retailers have got the book listed if you just put Humanizing B2B in. So lots of places to be able to find out more info.
Certainly have the resources, and we appreciate it. Mr. Cash, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, you're a legend. Thank you.
I don't know about that, but I'll take it. We've been speaking with Mr. Paul Cash, the founder and CEO of the multi-award-winning marketing agency Rooster Punk, the go-to name in B2B storytelling in the UK. Together with co-author James Trezona, they wrote their new book, Humanizing B2B, The New Truth in Marketing, that will transform your brand and your sales. And for all the details, visit humanizingb2b.com or roosterpunk.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.